Now to the reopening plans for colleges this fall. Some Massachusetts schools will set aside dorm rooms to isolate and quarantine students. That's if campuses reopen this fall. It's one of many things colleges are considering as they try to figure out whether and how they reopen. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us now to talk about college plans and what students are thinking about. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the colleges and how they're planning to deal with students who test positive for COVID-19. Tell us more about what they're considering.
Well, to make rooms available for students who have to be isolated or quarantined, some universities are going to be moving other students into hotels. That's what Boston University is planning. BU President Bob Brown, on a Zoom call, told the Massachusetts High Technology Council that BU is setting aside 5% of its 10,000 beds for isolation and quarantine.
Those rooms can't just be any rooms. They have to be rooms for a single person with a private bath, right? And so one of the things that all of our campuses are struggling with is that's not your usual room. And a lot of those rooms that we have are occupied on a normal year by at-risk, medically at-risk students.
Other colleges are planning to reserve from 2 to 7% of their rooms.
Fred, how are colleges going to track who has the virus?
Well, some large universities like BU have ambitious plans to administer thousands of tests a day to identify students and faculty with the coronavirus, as well as staff who come into contact with students. Northeastern and MIT are planning their own testing as well. Smaller colleges are considering using outside labs, including the lab at the Broad Institute, which is run by Harvard and MIT. The test all colleges are planning to administer is the current gold standard test called RT-PCR. That's the test that detects whether you have the virus. I asked Michael Minna about how realistic this all is. He's an assistant professor of epidemiology at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
So I think that there can be expectations that we'll see a lot of testing for the virus in this case in universities. I think that if it's going to be PCR testing performed in a central laboratory, it's going to require changes to how we do perform the swabs.
So right now, those swabs are performed by healthcare professionals, but Minna thinks students should be able to test themselves every morning and drop the tubes off by this fall. He's advising several colleges on this. He does not think it's necessary to test every day. He says it should be possible to increase the frequency of testing if you have an outbreak. He also says testing for antibodies and wearing masks needs to be part of the solution. But the mask part is going to be tough on campus. Colleges are still trying to figure out also how often they want to test.
All right, Fred, what about students? Because there's on-campus life and there's off-campus life. So how are colleges going to prevent students from attending large gatherings off-campus?
So they've included some students in as they develop codes of conduct under which students will hold one another accountable. BU's Bob Brown says his school is moving towards putting students in households where they'll enforce the rules of behavior. Each household would use shared facilities like a bathroom.
What about sports?
Now, sports is a big question mark. BU says it cannot see fans in the stands this fall. BU President Bob Brown also does not see moving teams around the Northeast in buses across state lines, especially with states still recommending 14-day quarantines.
So you may see a very different set of athletic affiliations in the fall running through this pandemic than you've seen before. Now, as I say that, I was on a call this last weekend with a number of SEC presidents where there are people talking about putting 100,000 people in a football stadium, right? But I guarantee you that they were not from Massachusetts.
So as Brown points out, Massachusetts is not the Southeastern Conference. In some of the smaller colleges and universities, a high percentage of students take part in intercollegiate sports. At Worcester Polytechnic Institute, for example, it's 1 in 5 students. And they're still trying to figure out how to manage competition and travel.
All right, Fred. So what are students telling colleges about what their plans are for the fall?
Well, this week marked the deadline for most graduating high school seniors to make their deposits for the fall. The colleges I spoke to say they are on track to meeting enrollment goals, though not all are being very specific about it. MIT, which is yet to decide if it's opening its campus in the fall, says it has a strong yield, the percentage of accepted students who indicate they will attend in the fall. But of course, that's MIT. Harvard has said six of its graduate schools will be online in the fall. It has yet to announce whether undergraduates will return to campus. It says it will announce its yield on Monday. And again, I don't expect any surprises there. It's Harvard, right? UMass Amherst, which also has yet to decide whether it will reopen its campus, was the only university to get back to me with some specific numbers. It says earlier this year, pre-COVID, it was expecting a little more than 5,700 students to make their deposits, 5,700 incoming first-year students. As of yesterday, UMass Amherst said it had met that goal. Boston College is planning to open its campus in the fall, and their vice provost for enrollment management says BC is in a good position for deposits for fall.
All right. Well, we'll see how all this goes in the months ahead before we get to September. WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks a lot this morning.
Thank you, Bob.